The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. Got another exciting episode. I'm going to talk a little bit about something I feel extremely, extremely important this morning, and that is customer service. I'm going to read a little bit about what Wikipedia calls customer service, and then I wanted to discuss it further and how I believe that we can have better customer service. Customer service is the provision of service to customers before, during, and after a purchase. The perception of success is of such interactions is dependent on employees who can adjust themselves to the personality of the guest. Seems kind of dry and long-winded. The next verse, it says, from the point of view of an overall sales process engineering effort, customer service plays an important role in an organization's ability to generate income and revenue. And I believe that is so extremely, that is so true. That is so true. I think that we can oftentimes miss what good customer service is. I mean, it is really simple. It is just basically sitting down and caring for our customers. I think that the ultimate in customer service, they didn't call it customer service, we would actually say serving people, is really what it boils down to. Good customer service is serving people. And how do we serve people better? So I want to just go back to the Bible. I want to see what the Bible has to say about how we can serve people better. I mean, it's really simple. I mean, I think that the Bible is one of the, especially when the words of Jesus, he said so much with so few words. I'm going to read a verse from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. And it says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Basically, this was a complete summation of all the law and the prophets. I mean, they're basically saying, look, this is what they were trying to communicate. And Jesus communicated in one line. I mean, I just think that is so incredible. If you really think about it, if we put ourselves in the customer's shoes, if we put ourselves in that position and we kind of just listen to them, I mean, we care about them and we put ourselves in their shoes. And I think that is like we do to them as we would want them to do it to us if our positions were reversed. I mean, it's really that simple. I think great customer service, if we look at our businesses and we say, you know, if I was a customer, what would I really be wanting from the person providing me the service? If we just kind of step back and we remove ourselves from our own business in that perspective and we just figure out how we can be there for them. It really is that simple in my mind. There's one other place that it talks about customer service. I'm going to touch on that real fast, where Jesus was talking about in ancient Israel, the Romans were the rulers of the day. They were the government, they were the boss or whatever. So the rule was that if a Roman military guy, soldier, anybody that was in a Roman military, if they came down the road, they could compel anyone to go with them 1 mile, to carry their pack for 1 mile. Jesus said, go with him twain. That's why we hear the expression, we went the second mile, or we walked a mile in their shoes, or whatever. And I think that if we look at customer service, it is figuring out how to walk a mile in their shoes. If you can go a mile in their shoes, maybe go two. I mean, maybe sometimes we need to go the second mile with our customers. We give them more value than anticipated. We give them more benefits than anticipated. And then we continue the relationship along those lines. I think customer service is a continuing practice. It is not a one-time occurrence. Now, in some sales, in some cases, it definitely is a one-time occurrence. But great customer service, I believe, is when we do more than is expected by the customer. And we do that on a continual basis. You know, and oftentimes it's the simple things. Sometimes just asking them what they want. I mean, the Bible says, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Hey, I mean, maybe sometimes we just need to ask our customers what they would love to see from us as a company if we're doing business with them. And I know it's not the same for all businesses. In my business, you know, our average sale is around $50,000. So it's a little different than the retail world where, you know, you have one small item, you know, or multiple small items. So I usually deal with one large sale or one large client. And so we have to adjust a little bit depending on the business we are in. But I think that the Bible is very clear about customer service. I mean, I think this really comes down to saying, hey, how can I look at it from my customer's point of view? How can I implement that into my business? Then use those things and learn from it. And I know that in my own business, the Bible says, he that is faithful in the least is faithful also in much. But he that is not faithful in the least is also not faithful in much. I looked at that and I was like, okay, how can I show my customer little details, little things that shows that I'm faithful to him? Like, I care about the guy. I care about the company. I care about the girl. It doesn't matter who it is. I care about them as an individual. I take the time to look at things in detail, and I just really look at it and I say, okay, how can I serve this customer to the absolute best of my ability? And I know that there's only so much that you can do per sale, but I think that overall, if we kind of keep that in mind, in my world, I do commercial roofing, a little bit of consulting in the commercial roofing industry, and, you know, work a lot with construction side of the industry. A lot of the construction industry has a bad reputation for not being very good at communication. What I do with my customer service is I say, okay, how can I, if I was a customer, what would I like? And obviously, customers, they would love to have great communication. You know, I'm doing maybe a commercial roof for a client or whatever. I figure out how I can communicate more regularly with them promptly. And the second thing, actually, there's two more things that I think is extremely important. When I install a roof and there is a problem, such as there's a leak or something like that in the roof, I will get out there within 24 hours, if at all possible. And sometimes it is just not possible, but at my absolute earliest convenience, I'll get out there. The goal is to get there within 24 to 48 hours. The second thing that we do is that when they call for a roof, when they call for an estimate, we also try to be there within 24 to 48 hours. I mean, it's just a very simple thing that we have done that has increased our customer service and our rapport with our customers. I don't know what your business is, but it really is simple. In our business, it worked very, very well. That's the goal that we strive by. That's some basic things about customer service. I love great customer service. You know when you've been on the receiving end of customer service. And if you look at the details that they put into that good customer service, it really is personalized. People love personalized customer service. I think it's just looking for an opportunity that we can add a little value in some way to our customer. I just think it's so incredibly important that we look at it from the customer's point of view and we put ourselves in their shoes and we walk a mile there. Like, and we spend some time and then we give them more than what they're expecting. And by doing that, I think we're going to have incredible, incredible customer loyalty. And great customer loyalty is really, really, really important for a long-term sustainable business.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
This episode was hosted by the Max Potential Podcast Network. Find more great shows at maxpotential.com.